Many organizations don't fail because of bad products or weak teams, but due to a lack of operational efficiency that drains time, money, and energy. Studies show companies lose 20 to 30% of revenue due to a lack of operational efficiency, a major issue hiding in plain sight. This waste often isn't clear, it is in slow approval chains, unnecessary meetings, and outdated processes. Your team is working hard, but the systems they work within aren't effective. This guide outlines 7 strategies to improve operational efficiency with real-world examples and actionable advice. Whether you're an HR leader, business owner, or operations manager, these strategies will help you streamline operations and boost success. What does operational efficiency really mean? Operational efficiency refers to how well resources are used to produce output. The more output you can achieve for each unit of input, whether that's time, money, labor, or materials, the more efficient you are. The difference between operational efficiency and operational effectiveness. Efficiency is about executing tasks quickly, cost-effectively, and with minimal waste. Effectiveness is about whether the right tasks are being done to achieve the desired outcomes. A company might be highly efficient but still ineffective if it's executing the wrong processes. On the other hand, a company that's effective but inefficient will eventually exhaust its resources. To succeed, the goal is to improve both efficiency and effectiveness. The most successful organizations strike a balance. They ensure their processes are not only fast and resource efficient but also aligned with the right strategic goals. How is operational efficiency measured? At its core, the formula is simple: output divided by input times 100. However, different metrics apply to different aspects of your business. Here's how some key metrics break down. Metric description department. Cycle time: how long does a process take end-to-end operations, product teams. Cost per unit of output: resource spending per deliverable: finance, manufacturing. First pass yield: percent of work done correctly on the first attempt. HR, quality control. Employee utilization rate: percent of working time spent on productive tasks. HR, team leaders. Customer response time: speed of issue resolution. Customer success, support. Choose the metrics that best reflect how your organization creates value, rather than just what's easiest to measure. 7 proven strategies to improve operational efficiency. By applying these strategies, you'll improve operational efficiency and align your processes with your goals. Start small, track progress, and make adjustments to create lasting improvements. With the right approach, efficiency becomes a long-term competitive advantage. 1. Map and standardize your core processes. To fix a process, you first need to understand it. Many workflow issues persist not because no one cares but because the work is invisible, assumed, undocumented, and inconsistent. Start with an audit. Identify your team's 5 to 10 most frequent processes. Walk through each one step by step: who does what, when, using which tools, and what approval steps are involved. You'll likely discover redundant steps, unclear handoffs, and unnecessary tasks. Once you have a clear picture, create standard operating procedures, SOPs, for the most important processes. A good SOP isn't just a set of rules, it's a tool for clarity. One logistics company standardized its client onboarding process, cutting ramp-up time by 40% in just 1 quarter. Everyone worked from the same playbook, eliminating the need for improvisation. However, documentation alone won't change anything. The real challenge lies in getting people to follow the new process. This requires training, accountability, and sometimes redesigning processes to make the standardized approach the easiest option. 2. Automate repetitive, low-value tasks. Automation often gets a bad rap, but it's not a job killer, it's a time saver. Think about the tasks that eat up time without requiring meaningful human judgment: invoice approvals, data entry, scheduling confirmations, and status update emails. These are the perfect candidates for automation. For example, a mid-sized professional services firm automated its invoice processing workflow. What used to take 3 days now takes just 4 hours. The finance team didn't shrink, they redirected their efforts to higher value work, like handling exceptions and vendor relations. To get started, run a 1-week time audit with your team. Ask everyone to track how much time goes to tasks that feel purely mechanical. The results will reveal exactly where automation can bring the highest return. 3. Set clear operational efficiency goals. Having a strategy is great, but without clear goals, it's just a set of intentions. To increase operational efficiency, set specific, measurable, and time-bound goals that connect directly to business outcomes. Here's how you can structure them. Reduce customer response time from 48 hours to 24 hours by the end of Q2. Cut cost per hire by 20% by Q4 through process restructuring and sourcing channel diversification. Improve first pass yield on monthly financial reporting from 72% to 92% within 6 months. Reduce production downtime by 15% year over year through preventive maintenance scheduling. Notice the structure: a current baseline, a specific target, and a time frame. This format ensures your goals are actionable and trackable. 4. Eliminate waste using lean principles. Lean methodology, which originated in manufacturing, emphasizes eliminating waste in all forms. Whether you're in knowledge work, HR operations, or service delivery, the principles are the same. Lean identifies 8 categories of waste, often remembered by the acronym TIMWOODS. Transport unnecessary movement of information or materials. Inventory work waiting to be processed. Motion people moving more than necessary. Waiting idle time due to approvals, inputs, or decisions. Overprocessing doing more work than needed. Overproduction creating unnecessary deliverables. Defects errors requiring rework. Skills underutilizing people's capabilities. A good example, a company had a 5-step approval process for purchases under $500. By streamlining it to a single approver model, they eliminated waste and saved time for everyone involved. 5. Invest in employee training and cross-skilling. Not all inefficiencies stem from processes, some are due to skill gaps. When employees don't fully understand tools, systems, or workflows, they often work around them. They make errors that need fixing, slow things down, and repeatedly ask colleagues for help. Training is an investment in efficiency, not just in employee development. Cross-skilling goes even further. When team members can handle multiple functions, you eliminate bottlenecks caused by single points of failure. For example, a customer success team that cross-trained 3 members in technical troubleshooting reduced escalation rates by 25% and resolved tickets faster. For HR leaders, this is a direct link to operational efficiency. By connecting learning and development investments to efficiency metrics, you can make a stronger case for training budgets. 6. Use data and KPIs to drive decisions. Running a business without operational data is like trying to improve your health without measuring anything. While gut feelings and hunches can guide some decisions, they aren't enough for precise action. The key is to track and review leading indicators like first pass yield, cycle time, and customer response time. These give you a chance to intervene before problems escalate. Make these metrics visible to everyone, not just the leadership team. When people closest to the work see the numbers, they can act on them without being prompted. 7. Build a culture of continuous improvement. Improving operational efficiency isn't a one-time project. It's an ongoing effort. The most successful organizations embed improvement into their daily routines, making it part of their culture. This philosophy is known as Kaizen, a Japanese concept that emphasizes continuous, incremental improvement. For example, after every sprint, one operations team held a retrospective, asking, "What slowed us down? What worked well? What's one thing we can improve next time?" Over the course of a quarter, they implemented 23 actionable changes, reducing cycle time by 18%. A step-by-step framework to improve operational efficiency. Knowing the strategies is just the start. Here's how you can apply them. Phase 1 diagnose, start by auditing the 3 highest cost, highest frequency processes. Identify bottlenecks and areas where people improvise. Phase 2 prioritize, use an impact versus effort matrix to identify quick wins that are low effort but high impact. Phase 3 set goals, establish specific, measurable efficiency targets for each department. Phase 4 execute, apply the right strategy to each area. Use SOPs and lean audits for process issues, automate repetitive tasks, and close skill gaps through training. Phase 5 measure, review KPIs regularly and adjust goals as necessary. Phase 6 sustain, make improvement a part of your operational rhythm with regular feedback loops and retrospectives. Common mistakes when trying to increase operational efficiency. A few common mistakes often delay efficiency improvements. Optimizing the wrong things, don't focus only on processes you know best. Often, the highest leverage lies in workflows you may not be familiar with. Chasing speed at the expense of quality, efficiency isn't about cutting corners. If speeding up a process creates more errors, you've traded one problem for another. Skipping change management, without proper communication, training, and understanding, process redesigns often fail to stick. Measuring the wrong things, activity metrics don't tell you if work is truly efficient. Focus on outcome-based metrics instead. Confusing cost-cutting with efficiency, reducing headcount isn't the same as improving operational efficiency. You need process improvements to truly enhance efficiency. Advanced insights, operational efficiency in 2025. Some trends are reshaping operational efficiency. Communications and media studies. AI-augmented workflows are speeding up processes that used to take hours. The best results come from identifying specific tasks where AI adds value without introducing new risks. Hybrid and async-first teams are making the traditional playbook obsolete. Asynchronous workflows, clear documentation, defined decision-making, and structured updates are now core competencies. Sustainability and efficiency are increasingly aligned. Reducing waste in materials, time, and energy improves both your margins and your environmental footprint. Ultimately, operational efficiency isn't just a cost-saving measure, it's a strategic growth enabler. Efficient organizations can scale without proportionally increasing headcount or costs, creating a competitive advantage. Improve operational efficiency with powerful tools like EMP Cloud. To stay competitive, optimizing operational efficiency is essential. The right tools can streamline processes, eliminate inefficiencies, and boost productivity. EMP Cloud provides a suite of features that enhance workforce management and operational flow. Here's how it can help. Business and productivity software. Time tracking. EMP Cloud enables precise tracking of work hours, helping businesses optimize productivity and allocate resources efficiently by identifying inefficiencies. Geolocation tracking. With real-time location tracking, EMP Cloud ensures field teams are in the right place at the right time, improving task management and operational flow. Automated timesheets. By automating timesheet tracking, EMP Cloud eliminates errors, streamlines payroll processing, and ensures accurate work hour records, saving time and reducing administrative workload. Productivity tracking. Real-time performance insights allow businesses to identify top performers, address bottlenecks, and take data-driven actions to enhance overall productivity. Centralized dashboard. The unified dashboard gives managers a comprehensive view of employee performance, attendance, and productivity, making decision-making faster and more informed. Conclusion. Improving operational efficiency is a continuous journey that requires careful planning and consistent effort. By implementing the strategies outlined above, you can streamline your processes, eliminate waste, and better align your operations with your business goals. The key is to start small, track your progress, and refine your approach as you go. With time, these changes will create a lasting impact, turning efficiency into a sustainable competitive advantage for your organization. FAQ. 1. What are common examples of operational efficiency goals? Common examples of operational efficiency goals include reducing production costs, increasing output without increasing resource consumption, improving process speed, and optimizing supply chain management. These goals help businesses streamline operations, enhance productivity, and reduce waste. 2. How can a business set effective operational efficiency goals? To set effective operational efficiency goals, businesses should first identify areas of inefficiency, such as bottlenecks in production or high operational costs. Goals could include improving cycle time, reducing downtime, or automating manual tasks. It's essential to set smart, specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, time-bound, objectives for clear outcomes. 3. What operational efficiency goals should HR departments focus on? HR departments should focus on goals like reducing recruitment times, improving employee training efficiency, and optimizing workforce scheduling. Other goals could include streamlining performance evaluation processes or automating administrative HR tasks to improve overall departmental efficiency. 4. How do operational efficiency goals impact profitability? Operational efficiency goals directly impact profitability by reducing costs, enhancing productivity, and minimizing resource waste. For example, a business that streamlines its inventory management system reduces the need for excess stock, cutting down storage costs and increasing profit margins. Business and productivity software. 5. Can operational efficiency goals be applied to service-based industries? Yes, operational efficiency goals are just as crucial for service-based industries. For example, in customer service, goals could focus on reducing response times, improving service quality, and streamlining client interactions. These goals help service-oriented businesses improve client satisfaction while optimizing internal processes.